Sports Beat Extra.
Fergal, coming up to, I suppose, the second opportunity now to get a second All-Ireland for Ballygunner. How are you feeling coming up to next Sunday?
Oh, well, look, Audrin, it's the way we would see it very much is that it's just a privilege to be there. It's an honour to for any club to get to this stage. I think it's the dream for every kid, every club. I mean, what used to be, I suppose, Croke Park on Paddy's Day, I mean, that was the dream of every club. That was the dream of every kid. So it's just a privilege and it's an honour. It's an honour to represent Waterford as well. We really do feel that we're obviously there representing Ballygunner, and that's our club. That's our community, but we very much have a sense of we're there representing Waterford, and you know we do get a lot of support, and I think that becomes more apparent the farther you go on in the competition, and we've had a huge amount of good wishes from around the county. So we very much feel that, and we feel the sense of pride in representing our county, and a just sense of privilege to be there.
If you look back, I suppose last year the Sarsfields defeat to now, what do you think is the biggest thing that's changed coming up to this final?
Look, I don't think a huge amount has changed at all, to be honest with you. I think it's been a continuation of Dara Sullivan and David Franks did 6 years of almost constant success at Munster level in particular, and then obviously won All-Ireland. And very little has changed. I mean, when a new manager comes in, there is a fresh impetus. There is a sense amongst players that you've got a clean slate, a fresh start, you know, a new opportunity. And you know, a lot of players kind of went for that, and it just meant that things were very, very competitive. But you know, to go back to your question, you know, very little has changed. It's been more of the same, and I think you know we've got some lucky breaks, and I think we underperformed simply against SARS last year. I don't think it was a case that there was anything needed to change. We underperformed. You know, we in the past have taken losses like that, and we've taken the learnings from them. We took the learnings from the Barca League game that we were beaten in the Munster final a number of years ago. We took learnings from the St. Thomas's game where we were beaten in Ireland in the semi-final, albeit after penalties. And we took learnings from SARS last year. So I would say nothing has changed other than we've made and took learnings from those games.
I know obviously as a selector you'll be used to finding talent for teams, but to have such an array of talent in this squad is unbelievable. But what strikes me particularly about this Ballygunner team is the fact that the hurling that you play flows so well, and it almost feels like on top of the talent, the system that you employ is almost more important, to the point where players or teams that you come up against will know what you're about to do, but they still can't stop you from doing it. Like, I think the St. Martin's game particularly in the second half sticks out to me. Like, for you, I suppose, is that something that you can take a lot of pride from on the sidelines, seeing that system work out so well?
Yeah, my view on that, Odrin, is that like that's been an evolution over literally 12 years. I mean, we won our first championship in this run in 2014, and I mean, every year we've built a little bit more and a little bit more, and obviously the personnel changed, but there's never been a point whereby, you know, there's been a year where we've needed a total rebuild. And if you go back to, I suppose, within you know, and people sometimes think, by the way, we've an aging team, or we've a, you know, we've a team with a lot of miles in the clock, but I suppose we won our first Munster within this run, I suppose, in 2018, and there's only five of that team left, and yet there was never a sense that there was a rebuild. You know, every year there's one or two new faces come in, and you know what typically happens is a player comes in as starts in his first one or two years as a sub, and then he becomes a more regular sub, and then he gets a starting place and whatnot. And so it's been an evolution, and my point being is the personnel change has evolved, but so has the system evolved. There's been no point, I suppose, where we've sat down and said, okay, we need to reinvent this every year and every manager that's come in. And we've had multiple different management regimes, if you like. They've just added a little bit and added to it, and maybe tried to make it a little bit better than it was. But it's just been an evolution, and I suppose the players are playing together a long time, and they do it well. But like, to be honest, the farther you go in the competition as well, the more the you know, obviously the better the opposition tends to be, the bigger defence tends to be, and the other teams are capable of two things, I suppose, you know, playing their system to a real high level as well, but also breaking down your system. I mean, St. Martin's in the All-Ireland semi-final, I mean, they broke us down and broke us down and broke us down, and, you know, I mean, that's as tough a game as, albeit, you know, if someone just look at the final scoring, you might think, oh, that looked like it was, I won't say easy, but you know, it would have looked maybe that there was a little bit of comfort in there, and there wasn't. There was no comfort at any stage, bar maybe the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, that Marins game, I always look at going in at halftime, it's very much a 50-50 game, and then you kind of pull away to the end of the second half, and fitness is obviously a massive part to play with that, because it looks like the Ballygunner team are still playing from the first minute to the last minute, that they look like they've just walked down to the pitch. But it's like, there is a sense of ease though at the end of those games, isn't there, like when you pull away?
Yeah, but only for the last couple of minutes, I would say. Like, if you remember, I mean, we were obviously 8 points to 5 down, and I can tell you it was in the 37 minute, because I watched back that video so many times. So in the 37 minute, we were 8 points to 5 down. And I mean, the narrative after the game, you know, often tends to be that, look, well, Ballygunner were in control. But let me assure you, Ballygunner weren't in control. Mm. I mean, you know, that wasn't comfortable. There was nobody feeling a sense of, oh well, we are in total control here, and this is all going to work out okay. Like, it didn't feel like that. I don't think it felt like that on the pitch. I don't think it felt like that on the sideline for us as the management team, or didn't feel like that for our supporters. So we really had to grind that out, and albeit, yes, we finished very, very strongly, I would say it only felt comfortable in the last couple of minutes, like, you know, and probably going into injury time, really. Like, and I'd say the same to some extent against Éireogh. I mean, that Éireogh game, you know, wasn't an easy game, and albeit the final result looked like it might have been an easier game. And yes, the last couple of minutes, you know, you have an opportunity to bring on some substitutes and whatnot. But for 50 odd minutes of that game, you know, it was a really tough game that, you know, and they're the games where you have to, I'd say, grind out the win. And I know that's a bit of a cliche, but you know, you grind out the win through two things, I suppose. And one is the intensity of what you're doing in the contact, in the tackle, the amount of tackles you're making, and then in terms of sticking to your system. But that took us, you know, late 45, 50, maybe a little bit more to I'm going to say, win that game against Éireogh. And yes, sometimes the last, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes might look like they're comfortable, but that's after a very uncomfortable 50 minutes, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Munster, you look back over the success there, you know, since 2017, Ballygunner have been in the Munster final, they've won 5 of them. Is there a sense that maybe there should have been more All-Ireland titles out of that?
Well, sure, look, of course we'd love to have won more. I don't think we'll see it as in any shape or form as failure. I mean, I think we'd look at it as massive success in terms of what we have achieved in Munster. Would we have liked to have won another one or maybe 2 All-Irelands? Of course, yeah, absolutely, of course. And I mean, in some cases, you know, I mean, we were beaten by Ballyhale twice. I mean, and I think in the fullness of time, maybe doesn't even need the fullness of time, maybe now today, I think, you know, that Ballyhale team will be considered one of the greatest club teams of all time. I mean, when you think of the greatest club teams of all time, you're probably thinking in hurling, you're probably thinking of Burr, maybe when they won that 4, I think late 90s kind of thing, like, or that in the 90s into the noughties. You might think of Port Domna, and you're thinking of Ballyhale, you're probably thinking of those 3 as the 3 great teams. So I mean, like, you know, to say that we were beaten but twice by Ballyhale, and then to be beaten by in a penalty shootout by St. Thomas's. I mean, my point being is, I don't think it's the case that we've fallen flat in All Ireland semi-finals. Would we have liked to have won more? Absolutely, we'd have liked to have won more. But I don't think we can look back and say, you know, if we'd been beaten by some teams that we were saying, well, we are a better team, and we should have won that game, and that was a total collapse on our part. Yeah, I think there'd be a frustration, and there'd be a sense of I don't want to say failure, might be too strong a word, but you know the point I'm trying to make. But I don't think it doesn't feel like that. It felt like, well, we were beaten by, and particularly in 2018, I suppose, the first time we played Ballyhale, there was a sense we weren't ready, I think. The second time we played them, I think, you know, we didn't realise, well, we're up against one of the great teams. If you think of what their forward end had at that stage, I mean, they almost had an intra-county forward end, and not just any intercounty forward end for Kilkenny, which, you know, are have been the standard bearers for so long. So I don't think there's any sense of failure in that regard. But to repeat what I said, not to labour the point, yeah, we'd love to have done more.
Mm-hmm. Lochray now in this final. I mean, everyone knows how ruthless the Galway Championship is, and they've had an unbelievable season so far. Like, how do you approach going into a game like this?
And again, not to be trite or not to, to give you a cliche answer, Odrin, but it is genuine. It's the exact same as every other game. I mean, you know, we've approached pretty much every game since, and you could argue even in the round robin section of the Watford Championship, we approached, you know, every game the same. I'm going to say probably from the quarter final of the Watford Championship all the way through to what will be the All Ireland final next Sunday. Pretty much every game has been approached the same way. The only difference has been in some cases we've had to travel outside Watford. But other than that, everything we do the week of the match, in terms of our pre-match routine, everything is almost identical, and we won't be changing that for the All-Ireland final. I mean, All-Ireland finals are different in the sense that there's probably a Croke Park factor, and there's probably an additional element of pressure. But again, it's an even playing field. That's the same for Loughrea. We don't have a huge amount of experience in Croke Park, neither do Loughrea. We don't have a huge amount of experience in All-Ireland finals, neither do Loughrea. So whereas, you know, they can be challenging, those two factors can be challenging. I mean, it's very much a level playing field in that regard. And look, I mean, we see that challenge as a privilege as opposed to, you know, a burden, if you like, you know. And so the answer to your question is, how do we prepare for this exactly the same as we do for every other game, really?
What does that routine look like the week before?
I mean, it's very basic. I mean, we train Tuesday, we train Thursday. We usually have some kind of a get-together on Saturday, and we play on Sunday. And, I mean, you know, obviously the training tapers down. You have a little bit of work on Tuesday. You have a very light session on Thursday. You've literally a get-together on the Saturday, and that's it. There's no rocket science. I mean, you know, Ballygunner aren't doing something that's different or better than anybody else in that regard. It's very simple. It's very basic. I mean, no different than any other team. We have our chats along the way. But generally, they tend to be short chats, almost on-field chats. And there's no rocket science behind it. It's straightforward. And I suppose to some extent, you know, the worst thing I think you can do going into an All-Ireland final is try and change things, because, and almost the sense that this is different. I mean, you have to treat the All-Ireland final, although it is different, you have to treat it as just another game. I know it's not just another game, but that's how you have to treat it.
Finally, I mean, I have to ask, community-wise, how is everyone, I suppose, coming up to you talking about the final? Obviously, is it difficult to manage that pressure? Obviously, knowing the expectation that'll be on yourselves going into Sunday, or has it just been really good wishes and people wishing you the best?
Yeah, it's the latter, but I mean, and you know, I mean, I suppose the theory of all this tends to be, and be it call it from the sports psychology perspective, if you like, is that, you know, obviously that has to be managed. And look, to be fair, media as well, there's more media attention around this game than there would be. I mean, every game you go, the farther you go in the competition, the more media attention there is. And I mean, you know, you can look on that as a challenge. And yeah, absolutely, does it need to be thought through from our perspective? Yes. We'd certainly look at it as a massive privilege. I mean, where else would you want to be? I mean, you know, the notion that people are going to go up to you wanting to talk to you about a game and wishing you well, I mean, if that's a problem, I mean, you shouldn't be playing. Like, I mean, that's what this is about. And it is more special. I mean, you couldn't say, I mean, the GAA is unique. I mean, the Inter-County Championship, I mean, where else in the world do you get something as I don't want to call it parochial, but it kind of is parochial, but really that sense of pride in your own county when it's inter-county, but then it almost goes up another notch in terms of sense of pride when it's your own club and it's your own community and you know, the people that you're representing and you're playing for, you're going to meet them in the pub afterwards and have a pint with them and there's just something special and something different about that. But it's not a weight, it's not a burden, it's very much a privilege and it's very much an honour. It's something, I mean, you know, if they're the kind of problems we have to face, I'd face them every day.
Absolutely. Will Fergal, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure and best luck in the final.
Thank you, Oran.